Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. This morning, we speak with Emma Aldersee, a criminal lawyer from the Slater & Gordon. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Annalyn.
Yes, school holidays is almost around the corner. And as families get excited for some holidays, fun and time out from the very busy school days, there are some things that each family should be considering and really thinking about. This includes the safety of especially our own family, especially the kids. And talking about the safety of kids, aside from parental obligation, do we also have legal obligations when it comes to supervision?
Yeah, look, there's one charge in particular that people have been very interested in this school holidays, and that's a charge that says that you cannot leave a child under the age of 12 at home alone or unsupervised anywhere for an unreasonable amount of time without making reasonable allowances for their supervision and care during that time. And that is a charge that carries a term of imprisonment, 3 years imprisonment maximum, if somebody is convicted of that offence.
Is that all over Australia or a specific state?
This is only specific to Queensland. There are similar laws in other states of Australia. However, the age is higher. It's generally children up to 16 or 18 years of age. So in Queensland, it is a lower age, but of course there is still other responsibilities with respect to children in Queensland between 12 and 18. If they are charged, what the courts will do is the courts will look at what is reasonable, and they'll look at things like how old is the child? Is the child a baby or is the child 11 years old? How mature is the child? Does the child know how to handle themselves in emergency situations? Do they have somebody close by, an adult, who they can call up if something goes wrong? The extent of time they're left home for, and whether there's, you know, allowances for food and shelter and things like that. So it's always a case-by-case analysis by the courts to decide whether or not, you know, somebody is guilty of this offence. But ultimately, it's up to the parents to make a decision on their individual child.
For the other state, because as you have mentioned, kids 12 under are definitely shouldn't be left alone. This is for Queensland. And for other states, is there a specific law that says that they cannot leave the kids at home?
So there's no specific law in any state saying that you cannot leave kids at home. And even in Queensland, the law isn't specific to leaving kids at home. The law in Queensland was put in place to make sure that there was protection for children who were staying home, ensuring children were safe and not left in cars, and also for children who walk to school, ride to school, catch public transport to school. The law also is wide and covers those situations.
Emma, what is an unreasonable amount of time?
And look, what constitutes an unreasonable amount of time is left to the courts, and that's what's really difficult for parents when they're making decisions about whether or not their children should be able to stay at home or not. Now, in Queensland, we've seen a mother plead guilty to leaving her 4-year-old son unattended at home while she went to the corner store. And in that case, you know, the court was told that the child was left for no longer than 5 minutes. So it really depends on the child. In Queensland, we've seen people found guilty of this charge for leaving a child between 5 minutes and, you know, in other situations, it might be up to 2 hours or even days. So again, it really depends on the age of the child, how mature they are, do they know how to handle themselves in an emergency situation. They're the types of things the courts will take into consideration.
Mm. And in these cases, Emma, for example, a parent left a child at home alone, and nothing really bad happened. Can someone sue them? Or not really?
So it's not that they can be sued, but yes, somebody can still call the police and the police can consider laying charges if they want to. So in Queensland, the law doesn't say that the children has to suffer any harm, that it simply is if the child is left and the police officer and later the courts think that it was unreasonable. Mm. So in most of these cases, the people who are calling the police are members of the community.
So anyone in the community can report or call the attention of the police?
Absolutely. And in all the cases that I've been involved in, it has been members of the community who have contacted, often neighbours who know that parents are leaving young children alone whilst they go down to the store or they go down to pick up, you know, their older children from school. It's often neighbours or people who might notice somebody, you know, might notice a child in a car on their own. It's usually members of the community who call the police, and the police will attend the situation. So even if a child isn't harmed, the law in Queensland doesn't take that into account.
We've talked about leaving children at home or in the car. How about for those families holidaying? How about those kids being left in the room in hotels?
Look, it's exactly the same laws apply. And what I would say to that is that the courts are probably likely to take a harder view on people who are holidaying and leaving children unattended, because it's likely that those children are unattended in areas that aren't familiar to them. So when they're at home, they may have been taught how to manage emergency situations and they know their environment better. So my advice to parents who are going away on holidays and leaving children unattended in hotel rooms is to think very carefully about what they do and to provide a lot of support to their children and training if they are intending on doing that. But it is something I would tell people to be very cautious of.
The safety of the child is the most important thing.
And that's absolutely what the police, the approach that the police are taking, that it's the safety of the child. And people are, you know, are going to court for these charges and getting convicted. And the point is the courts are wanting to send a message that it's important that parents ensure their children are properly supervised.
Lastly, Emma, this is in general. What's the best advice that you can give and for parents to keep in mind when in situation that they have to leave their child at home?
I think if you think that something could go wrong and that your child may not be able to manage that situation, then don't leave them at home. Unless a child is able to manage situations that will go wrong, then don't leave them under 12 home alone.
Is there a special website or agency where they can ask help in these cases?
What is reasonable and unreasonable?
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's not, and that's what makes it so hard, and particularly for families from different cultures who often tend to leave children with older children. You know, it's a very common, but unfortunately there's no guidance. They don't offer any guidance as to how.
It's quite tricky then.
It's very tricky. It is very, very tricky. And so, yeah, and Queensland tends to, because it's, the age is 12, some people think that it's a blanket rule that they can't be home under 12. It's not a blanket rule, but the parents have to make the decision as well to gain independence so that they are able to learn how to, you know, manage themselves at home as well. And so it's hard for parents to know when to take that step.
Yeah, so there isn't really an age when parents can leave their child at home alone.
No. It's just a case by case. And if the police think that it's, you know, that it's unreasonable, then they may charge somebody. But this, you know, the police may say one thing, but the courts could do something very different. And so I think that if people do get charged for this offence, it's really important they get legal advice.
Among the criminal lawyers as yourself, is there any call to make this law more specific or clearer?
There's not. There hasn't been. And my understanding is that, you know, Australia-wide, there hasn't been any call to make the law clearer. And in some respects, as a criminal lawyer, if the laws become too strict, then it makes it, you know, it takes away the powers of the magistrate to apply the individual facts of the case.
So it all depends in one case to another.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, M. Aldersey from the Slater and Gordon, for your time and sharing this vital information.
Thank you very much.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.